Too many times nowadays we encourage each other to pursue our dreams, but our dreams are based on vanity, follies, and the pride of this world. When was the last time we encouraged each other to bear affliction, hardship, and to stand firm with Christ? My brothers and sisters, today in the first reading, St. Paul said that God encourages us that we ourselves may be able to encourage those who are in any affliction. For our hope is firm, for we know that we suffer for Christ because Christ has first suffered for us. My brothers and sisters, we need to encourage each other in that, in the hope that is grounded in Christ Jesus. My brothers and sisters, too many times we have let the things of this world creep in and divide us and turn us against one another. When was the last time we really encouraged each other as brothers and sisters? Today, the gospel reading is the Beatitude according to St. Matthew as well. And the Beatitude help us to truly be focused on Christ, who teach us that right attitude, the attitude of what it truly mean to love with all our heart, our soul, our mind, all of our being. If they have persecuted the righteous one, the prophets, those who are in the past, so shall we. But we need to rejoice and be glad, for our reward will be great in heaven. Because if they have persecuted the Savior, the Redeemer, the Teacher, the Master, so will we at the one who bear His name. But do not lose heart. Take courage, my brothers and sisters, and let us learn to encourage one another so we walk along the way and fix our eyes on the ultimate goal,